whooping cough cases on the rise. A multi-million dollar grant for highway modernization in the Cherokee Nation, and plans for a theme park in Vineta on pause. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, October 25th. I'm Hannah France. Whooping cough cases are on the rise nationwide. Oklahoma is feeling the effects, with an over 300% increase compared to last year. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on what might be causing the uptick and how to protect yourself.
Whooping cough is an infection characterized by a severe cough that mainly impacts infants and children. Dr. Kelsey Dameron, a pediatrician with a Mercy Clinic in Edmond, says the pandemic made it more challenging for kids to stay on track with their vaccines. She says that, coupled with growing vaccine hesitancy, could be the key to this uptick.
When not enough people in the herd have the vaccine, then we start seeing those diseases more commonly, and then our most vulnerable members of society are unfortunately exposed.
The infection is treated with antibiotics that are most effective within 7 to 10 days of experiencing symptoms. But Dameron says the best way to stay safe is getting vaccinated. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Cherokee Nation is getting a multi-million dollar grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. OPMX's Katie Hallam has more on how the money modernizes a major highway on the reservation.
$32 million will be used to develop U.S. Highway 59, which runs through Delaware County within the Cherokee Reservation. The U.S. 59 Safety Improvement and Freight Development Project will turn a frequently traveled two-lane corridor between the towns of Jay and Grove into a four- and five-lane highway. The funds for expanding this eight-mile segment will include improved shoulders, modern safety features, and better Grand Lake access. Cherokee Nation representatives say this expansion has been a long time coming and will enhance commuter safety and tourism for natives and non-natives alike. I'm Katie Hallam.
And construction of a highly touted multi-billion dollar theme park in Vineta is paused, but maybe not forever. OPMX's Robbie Korth reports on the American Heartland Theme Park and Resort.
The ambitious 1,000-acre, $2 billion project was supposed to feature a theme park opening in 2026 and an RV campground to open next year. Neither of these projects is on schedule, as the land in question sits empty. In an interview with the Tulsa World, developers say the park, which has been met with some skepticism because of its ambition and allegations of unpaid bills, will still be completed, just in 2029. This news comes as the Silver Dollar City theme park up the road in Branson, Missouri, is slated to expand by as much as 1,200 acres, adding a resort. Those expansions are expected to cost $500 million across a decade of work. I'm Robbie Korth.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. And I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.